Jazzcast Pros.
When was the last time you touched your CRM? Do you scoff at that because maybe you don't even have a CRM? Maybe you're about to change this episode because you're like, Marshawn, I don't even know what CRM stands for. If you are starting your business or looking to grow and scale your business and you have little or no idea what a CRM is, this is the episode for you. In my experience, both as a sales manager, a general manager, and now a business owner, understanding and utilizing my CRM is the best thing that I think you can do to grow your business and is one of those important but not urgent tasks that frequently get swept under the rug. That being said, a CRM that works for you might already be on your computer.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome to High Vibe Table Talks, the podcast to help you, the cautiously ambitious woman, remove mental barriers and take action now so that you can achieve your high vibe desires. I'm Marshawn, your high vibe curator, cheerleader, and accountability partner. Today, we are diving into all things CRM. This is going to be a very 101 level or refresher kind of course around the ins and outs of a CRM. Why is it important? What should you have in it? Should you pay for it? Should you use free? Basic questions for someone who may have never used a CRM before, doesn't necessarily come from a sales background. And you may hear people talking about a CRM. You're like, I don't even know where to start with that. When I was in sales full-time, my CRM was my Bible. I hope that doesn't sound offensive if you are religious, but it was something that I poured into every single day. It helped me map everything out that I was doing. If you don't have one, I think you should start to explore using one. It is one of those things that is important, but not urgent. Updating data into your CRM will never be like hair on fire. And as an entrepreneur, solopreneur, I know that there is a never-ending to-do list of things, and this will continually get put to the bottom. But I want to implore you to at least understand what it does and do it in a simple way that you can infuse into your business. First question is, what is a CRM? CRM stands for Customer Relationship Manager. Depending on where you are in the life cycle, you know, if you think about the life cycle of a customer, it starts as them being a prospect, not knowing who you are, not knowing what you do, coming into the awareness phase of marketing, working through each phase of a sales funnel, and ultimately becoming a customer, and then hopefully becoming a referral source for you, a repeat customer. So that's kind of the life cycle of a customer. And as a solopreneur, you're managing all of those different aspects. What I'm talking about with it today specifically is around the marketing and sales aspect of it. So customer relationship manager is what CRM stands for. How I'm going to be talking about it today isn't necessarily in the customer phase, more of the prospect phase, but that's what it stands for. One of the most important things that I think comes out of CRMs are data. A couple weeks ago, I talked about the 80-20 rule. 20% of your activities creates 80% of your results. When you start to manage your data with the CRM, you'll start to figure out what those 20% are. You know, in it, I kind of talked about okay, if there's five ways, let's say, that you are prospecting. One is LinkedIn, one is Instagram, one is networking events, one is having booths, and one is a referral program. And you're tracking where customers are coming from. And let's say most of them are coming from booths and none of them are coming from Instagram. Now you don't have to show up on Instagram as part of your prospecting process anymore. You can't know that information until you track it somewhere. So that's why I think that CRMs are Bibles. So you won't know what part of the process is working until you start to track it. Okay, so where do you even start with a CRM? There are free ones out there. There are paid ones. There are very expensive. I currently use HubSpot. I have used Pipedrive. I've used Sugar. I have used Salesforce. I have used Trello is kind of more of a project management, but you can it kind of fits in that category. My favorite one, to be honest, especially if you are not familiar with it and you don't have a process around it, start with Excel. Get an Excel spreadsheet, you know, like the Google Sheets, whatever, whichever is easier for you, and start with that because you don't know exactly what information you're going to need until you start tracking it. Again, because you don't know exactly what your process is quite yet, you're going to gather more data than you need. You may think that email opens is really important when it's really how many times have you emailed them, because most of your customers, they see it in their inbox, but they don't actually take action until the sixth email, or the combination of emails and LinkedIn messages and meeting you at a networking event. So you're going to start to gather data, and you don't know what that data is until you start kind of casting a broad net. And that is really one of the reasons that I like using Excel. A, it's free. B, pretty much everybody knows how to use it, and you can sort it pretty easily. That being said, there's going to be a lot of pivots. I have made a ton of pivots, even in the 3 years that I've been in business, on my sales strategy. For instance, I think this was early 2022, I decided that I was going to target real estate agents because I believe that real estate agents are their own business. Yes, they have bigger umbrellas that are like their real estate companies, but it can be a cutthroat market, especially in today's day and age. And so I had this idea of this was going to be my plan with, and I created a prospecting and funnel strategy for real estate agents. They were one of the prospecting streams that I was doing. And so I was tracking how many new emails was I gathering. I was tracking how many new emails I gathered every day, what email specifically. So I had an email template in an Excel spreadsheet that was like, okay, I sent them email A. And then in the second like tab, I had, here's the script for email A. And then 2 days later, I'm going to send them email B. And then step three is going to be reaching out to them via LinkedIn or a phone call. And so I'm tracking all of that. It ended up not being a very effective strategy because I think it's just the time of the day and age of being a real estate agent right now. Like, if you're not bringing me a home to sell, I don't necessarily have the energy to pour into you at the moment. I mean, everybody knows how crazy, especially in 2022, how crazy the real estate market was. But I was able to say, okay, here's all the emails that I gathered. Here's all the people that I talked to. Here's how many responses I got based off of each part of the funnel. And here's how many touch points I really did. If you think, oh, I'm reaching out to people all the time. What is all the time? What are the actual numbers? Did you really send out 100 like cold outreach emails? Did you really follow up with all of those 100 people with a second email or a phone call or a message? The CRM is going to give you data, and it's going to be, again, entrepreneurship is very confronting. And with things that we don't enjoy doing, we're going to inflate how much time we've actually spent doing it. I hate doing laundry, and I'm always like, I can't believe I have to do laundry. But when I actually sit and like fold a basket of clothes, it takes like 10 minutes. But in my brain, it feels like it takes 90 minutes. This is similar to cold outreach. Like, it's not enjoyable. And so you can think, oh my God, I sent like 100 emails. It was actually 21. So, and like, that is what it is, but it's giving you actual data, not this inflated idea that our brain will tell us so that we can be like, you know, I did all that work. I deserve to scroll on my phone. Those are things that I do implement. Like, okay, I'm going to send these 25 cold emails or gather 25 email addresses, and then I'm going to turn my brain off for a little bit. Like, those are acceptable rewards when we're actually hitting the numbers that we have set out. So with the CRM, you're able to track it quickly, effectively. But again, you don't know what those numbers are going to be until you get into it. I currently use HubSpot. The version I have is free, but I know the data points that I'm tracking, and I did start out using Excel. In previous roles, I used Salesforce, which I think for a big company is well done. My problem with it was when it was a small team, there were three of us, and it took a lot to get it set up to be effective. There definitely was a steep learning curve in getting everything set up the way that I wanted it to look like. Pipedrive was good. Sugar was not, I didn't love it. But HubSpot kind of seems to do what I need it to do at the moment. There are services out there that you can pay to set them up. I think that until you have a solid strategy, and again, I'm 3 years into this and I'm still tweaking my strategy a lot, like a lot, where I'm showing up, how I'm showing up, what the scripts look like, how often I'm following up, all of those things are still very fluid for me 3 years in. So in my opinion, paying someone to do this isn't worth it until you know exactly what you want. Where your money may be a lot more effective is having someone create the funnel with you, doing like a VIP day of, hey, I want to increase my sales and marketing, or figure out what, I know I need a CRM. I don't know what it's going to look like. Can we sit down and brainstorm what that looks like from someone who has an expertise in CRMs? I think that would be early on a much more beneficial way to spend my money. You know, if I had poured a bunch of money into getting a CRM set up for real estate agents, it would have been quite a waste because that just wasn't an effective strategy for me. And I spent a quarter, 3 months solidly doing it every day. Every day I was like pouring into my real estate funnel, and it provided literally zero clients. But I had the data, which gave me a lot of peace of mind of like, I did my work. I tried, it failed, on to the next one. I felt really good about pivoting away from that and that I had given it a really good try. So you don't need to spend money, and I don't think you should early on. And I think a CRM is important. If I could implore you to add one piece of the CRM, and again, this can just be an Excel spreadsheet, I implore you to gather email addresses. If you gather no other data other than email addresses, start there. Emails are the only platform that we have control of, and you have control over your audience, how much they hear from you, the message they hear from you. Everything else is algorithm-based. They're based on decisions that are out of your control. But when you send an email, you know it goes into their inbox, and you can't obviously control if they check their inbox, what your open rate is, but you have control over your message and your audience. I mean, was it last year? Was it 2022 when like Instagram just disappeared? You could not use a platform for the whole day. You hear all the time about algorithm changes. And I'm not saying that those aren't important, but if I were to make a statement and say, start gathering this piece of data and entering it into some sort of management system today, even if it is an Excel spreadsheet, have it be their email address. So if you are like, okay, I'll set up my Excel spreadsheet today and I'll start to gather the data, what are some KPIs, key performance indicators, that I may need? And this is going to be different based on what you sell, how you sell, how often you can sell. These are all going to be very different, you know, for you. You know, for instance, like I have been having a really effective strategy on LinkedIn lately. Another client that I work with, their ideal client does not show up on LinkedIn ever. That's just not a place that they're going to be. I was working with someone else and we were thinking about like they're growing their wedding planning business. Those people show up on Instagram. Her husband is a mechanic. Mechanics don't really show up on Instagram. So really understanding your ideal client and where they show up is going to help you understand what KPIs, key performance indicators, are going to be important to you. So if you're gathering their email address, something that might be important to you would be an open, a click-through rate. So based on how many, you'll see it in the CRMs, it's called a CTR, click-through rate. And what that is of like, let's say 10 people opened it and 2 people clicked it, it's a 20% click-through rate. Not of like if you sent 50 emails, it wouldn't be that too. It would be of how many people opened the email, how many people actually clicked through. From your own perspective, how many calls did you make? What was the last point of contact? What information was gathered? If you're calling someone and they're like, oh yeah, I have this vacation or we have this meeting, can you follow up with me after this date? That's one of the nice things about the paid CRMs is you can put in like future appointments. Remind me to call this person on this date. And then you'll get alerts saying a task saying call this person. And then you can see your previous conversation, especially when you have a high volume sales output, you're talking to a lot of people. It's unfair to think that our brain is going to hold on to all that information. Keep that in writing somewhere and allow your brain to do what it does best, which is create and think big picture, not hold on to all these little bits of information. So future meetings, contract sent. So again, depending on where you are in the sales funnel with them, those are some points of information that you may need to put into your... The best thing I think about a CRM is they help you focus on the process, not the outcome. What did I input versus like, I need to make 5 sales. Okay, but what actions can I control and steps can I take to get those 5 sales? You know, especially early on in your journey as an entrepreneur, what I like to call it right now, and I can't remember if I mentioned this, but I'm in my Thomas Edison era. You know, like my dad always talks about how Thomas Edison figured out 999 ways that the light bulb didn't work before it figured out the way that it does. And it brings this like levity to like, we're just still here figuring it out. And I want to figure it out in a way that is enjoyable to me. I'll be a little bit transparent into what my sequence is right now to relate it back to the CRM. But I was very hesitant to show up on LinkedIn for a while. Part of it was I had this friction of when I used to be in automotive, I was showing up to LinkedIn frequently there as a subject matter expert. And then when I got laid off, there was this connection of like my identity in the automotive space. And I felt like an imposter. I felt like, oh, everything that all the ways that I showed up previously weren't actually true because now I'm showing up as someone different. So I did have a lot of friction around LinkedIn, but I have recently switched my script and it feels really authentic and service-based and like conversations that I would be having if I met you on the street or at like a networking event. And so that feels really good and it pushes people through my funnel. My end goal for my sales process is to have people join my mastermind. If you are interested in joining a women entrepreneur mastermind because you're craving community, connection, and inspiration, I have space open for you. So my end goal is to have people join the mastermind. That's how I make money. If you don't make money as a business, you don't have a business. As people move through the funnel, people fall off, and that's okay. In a previous episode, when I was talking about sales, I talked about how people need to be touched 7 to 10 times before they say yes or no. Did you have touching points with that person 7 to 10 times before you're like, oh, okay, that's a no. And a CRM is a great way to say yes or no. Oh, I feel like I reached out, but then when you look back, it was 3. Again, because it's uncomfortable to make those cold outreaches or feels like you're being too pushy, the CRM can say, nope, you reached out to them 4 times. Add another follow-up. With this end goal in mind of my mastermind, I can now reverse engineer it. Okay, what's the step before people joining my mastermind? Either joining a clarity call with me or joining the free co-working that I host on Wednesdays. I do that via LinkedIn messages. I do that via my email list. I do that via Instagram. And so these are all ways that I reach out to people to tell them about my free co-working session, which then ultimately leads to my mastermind. Building it up from there, how am I growing my LinkedIn connections? For me right now, I send out 35 new connection requests every week. I have an A script that gets sent out in the connection request and a B script that I send out, I don't know, 2 or 3 days later. And this starts an organic conversation with them, seeing if they're seeking anything that I have. You know, I'm sharing about the free co-working session. I'm sharing about my podcast. I'm engaging with them on what they're craving. Again, like putting things out on Instagram, putting things out on Facebook, putting things out on LinkedIn. These are all important marketing pieces, but they're like casting a broad net. The CRM is really good for like, how did you reach out one-on-one to someone today? Sales is a much more proactive one-on-one conversation. And so really understanding those conversations and engaging in those conversations is important. The next thing that I think is so it's tracking, which is super important. The other aspect of CRMs that are so important are managing setting up your day. So I want you to think about the different, like I was picturing this in my head earlier as a scale. And each part of the funnel is a cup on the scale. Like cold outreach via LinkedIn or email or Instagram or phone call is one bucket. As people get further down the funnel, the buckets are the same, but the weight of the activity that you're doing is different. So a cold outreach via phone or email or Instagram or LinkedIn is like the weight of a grain of rice. Whereas if you've had all these conversations, someone has a contract to work with you and they said, oh yeah, we'll look through it and get to you by the end of next week to sign it. Reaching out to that person via phone call saying, hey, want to know if you had any questions on the contract. You said you wanted to get this signed by Friday and I want to make sure I answer any questions that you have so that we can get the yes on Friday. That phone call, the weight of that compared to the grain of rice is like the weight of a gallon of milk. And so you have to do a lot of the first ones to get to that gallon of milk, and they hold different weights. And so you can say, oh, I'm going to do 10 sales activities, but they just don't all hold the same weight. And so maybe you need to do 25 of these cold calls and it will equal, like the outcome will equal one of those heavier phone calls, but using it maybe as momentum. Maybe you make that phone call about the contract first thing in the morning because it gets you excited and you're like, I am so close. And that enthusiasm helps you do the 25 cold calls where you get 8 voicemails hung up on once and told to F off in the last one. Like, I don't know. I heard some colorful things when cold calling car dealers, you know, so kind of using those like, okay, I'm going to do some heavier weighted activities from 9:30 to 11. And then I'm going to give myself a break from 11 to 12:30. And then I'm going to do these other ones at 12:30 because I just need the momentum. Or maybe specific prospects get in and answer phone calls at a higher rate at 9:30 versus you calling them at 2 because that's when they get pulled into stuff. Or these clients have a specific job title, so they're really busy on the first, second, and third because they're figuring out billing. So I'm not going to call them till the 9th. Oh, today's the 9th? Okay, I know I need to call these people. So it helps dissect a lot of the data so that you can set up your day to be most effective. If you don't have a CRM, I'm going to wrap this up. I remember when I was talking to my producer about this episode, I was like, I don't know if I could talk to 30 minutes about a CRM. And here we are at 28 minutes and I'm wrapping it up. But if you don't have a CRM, start with an Excel spreadsheet, start gathering email addresses. I always say that sales is part science and part art, learning how to do both of those. This is the science part. This is the tracking, the data gathering. This is how you can start to create those 80-20 rules in your business and how you can create more with less. It's not magic. It's not perfect. It's not a silver bullet by any stretch of the imagination. You're going to do things that you're like, okay, this works 80% of the time. There's still those other 20% where it doesn't work for them. And that's okay. If you have any questions about this, feel free to shoot me a message. I would love chatting about this stuff, and I hope this was beneficial. Until next time, remember that big dreams and small steps will transform your life.